Chapter 39, True Glory. When Peter checked his emails the very next day, there was still nothing from Rose. But that didn't matter so much anymore. Something deeper and much more substantial was taking hold in his heart. However, there was an email from Andrew, which read like this. Pete, the kids are better today, but now Lisa's come down with it. Anyway, just a quick question. I've thought a lot about things since last night. I can't deny that Jesus shared our human nature, that's pretty clear. But it seems to me that if we deny the deity of Jesus and make him just a mere man, that diminishes his glory. Please tell me how you view the relationship between God and Jesus. Andrew. It was just a quick question on Andrew's part, but Peter thought through his answer very carefully before making a reply. This is what he wrote. Dear Andrew, I hope you have all recovered from the flu. I'm so thankful that we can discuss these things together. In your email, you expressed your concern that to deny the deity of Jesus is to diminish his glory. However, I think a simple analogy proves otherwise. Which would be worthy of more honour and glory in today's world? Professional hockey players defeating a team of 9-year-olds or a Special Olympics team winning the Stanley Cup? Obviously, it's no great accomplishment for professional players to beat a bunch of kids, but it would be an incredible feat for handicapped players to outscore all the best teams in this country. Therefore, to acknowledge Jesus' humanity and yet his sinless triumph over his nature is to exalt him in glory. It makes his victory an incredible feat, one that we can marvel at. Philippians chapter 2 tells us that it was because of his victory that Jesus was highly exalted by God and given the name which is above every name. Of course, the major part of his victory was that Jesus was given eternal life so that he is no longer mortal. I view the relationship between Jesus and God in a very simple way. God is the Father, and Jesus is the Son. Jesus was conceived in Mary's womb when the Holy Spirit, the miraculous power of God, gave life to a tiny embryo, Luke 1:35. I believe this process is stated just as simply in the Apostles' Creed. With love to you and your family, your brother, Pete.